Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 39 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in today's podcast, my topic is going to be on something I call first things first. First things first. First things first. And my anchor scripture today is going to be from the book of Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Luke 10, verses 38 to 42, it says, this is the story of Martha and Mary in the Bible, right? I'll read from the New International Version of the Bible. It says, as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Verse 41, Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed, only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the name of Jesus. So today's topic is first things first. It's first things first, right? And the thing is, we see here two people that had two different sets of priorities. Martha was very distracted by many things. And these things were legitimate things she was doing. She had to prepare for the Lord. She had to do all these things. But Mary decided that, you know what? I'm going to sit at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. She chose one thing, but that thing was the most important. The thing is, in medicine, or at least in medical circles, we have this term low yield and we have this term high yield. You want to live a high yield life? The first thing you need to do is to have the right priorities. Mary was living a high yield life. Yes, did she have to let go of certain things? Yes. But was she spending her minutes and hours and getting the biggest bang for her buck? Absolutely. Was Martha doing the same? No. So it's very important. You may be doing something that is important, but it may not be the most important. That is the thing I want to try to get at today, right? So again, what do I mean by first things first? Well, these are things like, because literally the topic first things first, right? The thing that should be the first, meaning the thing you should do. Because again, many people have great things to do. But the fifth thing they should be doing is the first thing that they're doing. Right? So they're not prioritizing themselves well, right? So the thing is, what are these priorities? I mean, we know that a priority is something that is the most precious, right? The Bible even says where your treasure is, that's where your heart will lie, right? Priorities, like what's that treasure? What's that thing that is the most precious to you, right? A priority is that thing that you are devoted to. Is that thing that is really important in your life? And to be honest with you, as Christians, there are certain things that God has called us to prioritize. And I will say it like, I'll say the first two are like the most important. And then the rest are also pretty important. But the first two, you need to settle those areas first, right? The very first one is your relationship with God, right? If you look at the book of Matthew 6, verse 33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. Your relationship with God needs to be your first priority. Even the Bible says that you should remember the Lord your God in the days of your youth. Your youth, right? You should be serving God from your youth. And again, I'm saying this as a message of encouragement. Even if you spent a good chunk of your life not serving God, you can change today. I will give you an opportunity to do that at the end of this podcast, right? So again, your relationship with God needs to be your first priority. And again, how can you develop your relationship with God? You can do that by spending time with God. You can have your daily personal devotion. You can serve in the body of Christ. You can spend time amongst other believers. You can go out and fulfill God's mandate of spreading the good news, of doing God's will, of being a light to the world around you. These are all ways you can build your relationship with God. So that's your first priority. Your second priority should be your family. Your family, your family, your family. If you're a man, that's your wife. If you're a woman, that's your husband and your children. You need to spend quality time at home with your family. Many people prioritize their work, prioritize spending time with friends, over spending time with their family. They even prioritize doing, like being a leader in church over being a leader in their home. The thing is, after your relationship with God, your home is the second most important thing, even over your calling in the ministry. If your home is not settled, then how can you lead God's people? It's very important. Families are very important. And again, unfortunately, there's a big, massive attack of the devil on homes these days, right? We see the very high divorce rates that exist. We see a lot of broken homes, right? So again, you need to prioritize your home. Your home is a priority. Your home is not an inconvenience. Your home is not something that is geared towards making your life miserable. No. You need to handle your home well. And you need to handle your home prayerfully. You need to handle your home the way God says you should handle your home. So it's very important. Your home is a big priority. Spend time at home with your family. Spend time building up your home. Right? If you're a woman, the Bible says a wise woman builds her home, but a foolish woman tears it down with her hands. What are you doing with your home? Are you building it up? Are you creating a good environment in your home? Or are you tearing it down? Now, the third priority I want to talk about is your health. Your health. Many people pay lip service to their health, like it's not important. The thing is, if a person is not in good health, they will not be able to fulfill God's plans for their lives. That's just the truth, right? So prioritize your health. What's your diet like? Are you exercising on a regular basis? Are you getting your annual checkup? Are you eating a ton of fast food? The thing is, many of the health problems that people have, even up to allergies, come from just poor healthcare choices. Have you taken care of your health insurance? These are all things you need to prioritize. Because again, when you're healthy, then you can be around for your children. You can have the strength to do God's will. Jesus Christ was healthy. That's why he was able to go around preaching the good news. And then the fourth thing you need to prioritize, in my opinion, is your financial future. Are you in debt? Try to get out of debt. Do you have savings? Do you have investments? What are you leaving for your children and your grandchildren? The Bible says that a good man leaves something for his children's children. That's the Bible's expectation of you, that you leave something even for your grandchildren, not just your children, right? So again, have you made provisions for the future? Have you looked at things like real estate? Have you looked like things like index funds, right? And you need to, again, in planning, in prioritizing your financial future, what are your wants? What are your needs? You spend money on your needs, not on your wants. Right? Are you giving? Are you helping the less privileged? Again, we shouldn't adopt this greedy mindset in life where, oh, all the money I make is for me, myself, and I. That's not the way you're supposed to live. There are certain people's prayers that you could easily answer by God using you as a giver. Help the less privileged. And then the fifth thing you should prioritize is fulfilling your purpose. Right? This one, again, I said the first two are in that order, like, you know, relationship with God, family. These other ones, you should do them, right? I'll probably argue that fulfilling purpose is probably higher than, should probably be like number three. But again, the ones after from three and four, they're not in any particular order. You should prioritize fulfilling purpose. What are the talents that God has given unto you? Again, remember the parable of the talents. The people that traded with their talents and got more, God blessed them, gave them even more. Right? Many people are asking God, God increase me, God increase me, God increase me. Okay, what have you done with what God has given unto you? If you've not handled the little that God has given unto you, then how will God give you more? What are your talents? What are those giftings the Lord has given you? Start using them for his glory. Start using them to make profit. Start using them to affect lives positively, and you will get more. And then the next thing we should also prioritize as Christians is rest. Is rest. Many people work. Again, I'm not using this to say that you should never work. No, if you don't work, then you should not eat. But many of us pay lip service to rest. Rest, we don't even think about it. And brethren, that is not the right way to live. You need to prioritize rest in your life, right? You need to take good care of yourself. You cannot be sleeping 2 hours. No, and be a functioning human. You're just setting yourself up for a very bad health situation. So I'm encouraging you today, seek rest, pursue rest. If you can take a day during the week where you just relax, that's not a bad idea. Get regular rest, have a regular sleep time. The body likes routines. That's the truth. And then the next thing we need to prioritize is soul winning. Soul winning, right? Enlarging the kingdom of God. The thing is, you see all the wonderful things that God has done in your life. You shouldn't hold on to that information. To be honest with you, you shouldn't be comfortable if there's any member of your family that has not given their lives to Christ. Because again, hell is real and heaven is real. The Bible says so. The heaven is very real, but hell is also very real. You should make it your life's work, your life's mission to go out and preach the gospel. Now, how do you put first things first? Well, the first thing is ask God for direction. Let me tell you this, God loves to guide his children and he's given us a lot of guidance through his word. And also when you pray, he will guide you in the way you should go. When Daniel and his friends didn't know how to interpret the dream, they sought God's mercies and he gave them direction. Ask God for direction. Many people, the plans for their lives and stuff, they are getting it from the internet and all those things. Don't get me wrong, yes, you can get some good guidance on the internet. But again, the person that will truly guide you in the way you should go is God. And then the second thing is you need to plan your days. Many people just wake up in the morning and just slide into whatever routine they want. That's not how you're supposed to go about your day. Your day is valuable. The Bible says we should redeem the time because the days are evil. Plan your day. Have some kind of vision for your day. What are you doing with your day? Literally, what are you doing with your day? Have a vision. Tell yourself, oh, from 9 to 10, I'm going to do this. Or I'm going to get up at this time. I'm going to spend time with God. I'm going to work on this. I'm going to work on that. I'm going to work on this. I'm going to work on that. That is how you should really live your life, right? Write the vision for the day. Write the vision for the week. Write the vision for the year. Don't live your life without any kind of direction. Have a plan. Have a budget. Just have a budgeted life. Like, God, what am I going to do today? In the morning, even your rest, plan out your rest. That's very important. And then the third thing I would say about putting first things first is you need to think long term. You need to think long term. The thing is, whenever to make smart decisions, those decisions should be made in the light of eternity, in the light of a long-term perspective. You will make wiser, better, cleaner decisions when you think long term. But when you think short term, you're going to make bad decisions. Joseph was thinking long term. So when Potiphar's wife was tempting him to sleep with her, he was like, how can I do this wicked thing against God? He may have enjoyed or pleased himself sexually in the short term, but in the long term, he would have truncated his destiny. So it's very important. Think long term. Don't make decisions based on short term conditions. Make decisions based on long term conditions. The people that use long term goals, dreams, desires, and plans in making decisions, those people are going to be the ones that will be successful in the end. That's just a very wise thing to do. I'm telling you, if your decisions are guided by the long term, you'll make very wise, very robust decisions. And then the fourth thing I would say is be proactive. Be proactive. Be proactive. The thing is, ants, they have no guide, but they do the right thing, right? Like if you have children that are listening to this podcast, children, like your children shouldn't be told what to do at every single time. In a good home, you'll see the kids, they just do the right thing without being told because their parents have invested some effort, right? So you need to plan for the future. You need to be proactive. Don't wait for the future to hit you. Prepare for the future. Do you have a few months worth of living expenses saved up that you don't touch? Do you have savings to deploy if the market crashes? You need to be proactive. You need to be proactive. Oh, you're like, oh, I want to get married in 2 years. Or I want to be financially free in 10 years or whatever. Well, what plans do you have for those? You need to be proactive. And then the final thing I would say is you need to be focused. You need to be disciplined. Focus. Your eyes need to be on one prize. Mary, in the text we read, her eyes were on Jesus. That was her full focus. And she was disciplined. Be focused. The thing is, focus points you at the right target, and then discipline keeps you shooting at that target. You need to be focused. You need to be disciplined. You need to work hard. Stop procrastinating. Stop procrastinating. Stop leaving things for the last minute. Discipline. I'm telling you, discipline and consistency are one of the rarest things to find in human beings these days. They're one of the rarest things to find in humans these days. But the thing is, if you're disciplined, if you're consistent, if you're hardworking, if you're focused, you will achieve a lot. If you look at the book of Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14, right? Paul said, oh, brothers and sisters, I do not count myself to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. That's focus. He's not looking at the past. He's looking at the future. Some people, they are so focused on their pasts and the mistakes that they have made that they are not laying hold of the future. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. That was a person that had intense focus. Does your life have focus? Or are you being pulled and tossed aside in every little direction? Again, I'm encouraging you. Think about your life and put first things first. You don't want to be in your last moments of life and be regretting, man, I wish I had done this. No, that's not what you want. You want to live a high-yield life. You want to live a life where you put first things first, where you exercise your life in focusing on the things that are the most important. The Lord will help you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, if you want to start at the very first thing you're supposed to put first in your life, which is giving your life to Christ, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner and I need your forgiveness. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. Come into my life. I'm responding to your call. Save my soul. Cleanse me of all my sins. Purify me with your blood. Come into my life. Be my Lord and my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood and fill me with your Holy Spirit. And give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. And I'm praying for you that just said that prayer or just listened to this podcast. The Lord will help you to live a life where you prioritize things well. If you've been living your life in a way where you've had no focus, where you've had no direction, God is giving you direction right now. You're beginning to live a high-yield life, and all will be well with you. So thank you for listening to me today. For those that just said that prayer of salvation, I encourage you, find the Bible, do what it says. Literally start from the book of John. That's a good place to start. Do what it says. Apply the word, and you'll see your life begin to take a turn for the better. And find a Bible-believing church. Again, there are many churches that say, that have the name of God on them, but they preach heresy. They go contrary to the word of God. Like, find a church that preaches the true, undiluted word of God. I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God, but there are many wonderful churches all over the world. So go ahead, join a Bible-believing church, seek community with other believers, spend time with God every day. Even if it's a small start, even if it's 5-10 minutes, it will grow over time, and you'll begin to see the benefits in your life. Thank you for listening to me. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and God bless you. Thank you. Shalom.